For victims of violence, the recovery process usually goes far beyond healing from physical wounds. Many never get help dealing with trauma and its aftermath. And sometimes victims are treated like criminals, especially if they're young and black. Some people in Detroit are trying to change that. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick has this story of one young man and two people helping him remake his life.
Antoine Green wasn't doing anything wrong when he got shot. Green is a rapper, better known as Guapo. One night, a drunk, angry woman followed him out of a Detroit club after a performance. Green didn't want to fight. He called a friend to pick him up, but the woman got angrier. As they tried to leave, she rammed their car from behind. It flipped and crashed.
The car flipped over twice and caught on fire. So I'm really talking to you about the grace of God.
Green's friend was carrying a gun that night. It went off during the accident and ripped through Green's right hand. After the crash, he stumbled to a nearby gas station.
I was in so much pain, I just laid down and asked for some water. Next thing I know, I was waking up, signing the paper for a blood transfusion at Sinai.
Detroit's Sinai Grace Hospital is home to a program called Detroit Life is Valuable Every Day, DLIVE for short. Its mission, stopping violence by treating it like a public health problem. Someone from DLIVE came to Green's bedside at the hospital. He talked to Green about the cycles of violence, the odds of becoming a victim again. At first, Green was offended. This hadn't been his fault. But he agreed to go to a DLIVE meeting at the hospital. There, he found other victims of violent trauma. They got what he was going through. And with their help, he began to heal.
I love you, bro. Hey.
At a small office tucked away inside Sinai Grace Hospital, Calvin Evans is trying to catch his breath.
It's a ministry, and you can't retire from ministering.
Evans is a DLIVE co-founder and violence intervention specialist. That's the person who shows up at patients' bedsides at Sinai Grace. His job goes far beyond the bedside, though. He's out in the community, part social worker, part epidemiologist, doing whatever it takes to stop the violence. Evans knows about violence. Years ago, he went to the hospital after being stabbed. A nurse told him he would be back in 6 months with a gunshot wound.
The way she conveyed it to me was punitive. It was criminal. It was the language in which, as a society, that we utilize to describe someone who has been a victim of violence. They are the problem.
And Evans was shot 6 months later. If violence is a kind of disease, relapses are common. But how do you treat it? Evans says the first step is understanding trauma. You educate victims about that trauma, and you treat them by meeting their needs. Above all, you don't treat them like the problem.
So we're teaching the world something different with regards to the issue of violence and how we are to treat it. This is the dosage that is needed in order to cure this issue. This is the medication.
If violence is a disease caused by social conditions, stopping it means changing those conditions. But there are usually barriers. Sometimes they're legal ones. Antoine Green knows firsthand.
When I first got shot, I was actually arrested on my tickets. I was, like, locked, chained to my bed for the first 2 days.
He didn't really have a criminal record, but he did have a lot of traffic tickets. That's really common in Detroit. Green had never gotten a driver's license.
So many young people, a barrier to them getting back on track after they have been shot is warrants.
That's Erin Keith, an attorney with the Detroit Justice Center. Antoine Green was her first client ever. They eventually got him a license and cleared his record. Keith has now worked with lots of DLIVE clients. She says she and her colleagues try to be allies while DLIVE helps victims work through the trauma.
That's why DLIVE exists, and I think that's why they've been so successful, is they try to attack it not from a respectability politics, if you just pull up your pants or do this or do that. Like, they are like, no, screw that. This is trauma, and until we do this trauma, you can't move on.
Green is doing okay now. He's working a 9-to-5 job at an auto supplier and still performing. He and his girlfriend are expecting their first child next month. Green says his support network really helps. So does his music.
I made a lot of songs about my pain, so I feel like it impacted my music because it made me tell the truth.
Sharing his story helps, too. Green says no one should ever have to recover from violence alone. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.